They said nothing on their way back to the firehouse. Nobody looked at anyone else. Montag sat in the front seat with Beatty and Black. They did not even smoke their pipes. They sat looking out the front of the great salamander as they turned a corner and went silently on. "Master Ridley," said Montag at last. "What?" said Beatty. "She said, 'Master Ridley,' she said some crazy thing when we came in the door. 'Play the man,' she said, 'a Master Ridley, something, something, something. We shall this day light such a candle, by God's grace, in England, as I trust shall never be put out,' said Beatty." Stoneman glanced over at the captain, as did Montag, startled. Beatty rubbed his chin. "A man named Latimer said that to a man named Nicholas Ridley, as they were being burnt alive at Oxford for heresy on October 16, 1555. Montag and Stoneman went back to looking at the street as it moved under the engine wheels. "I'm full of bits and pieces," said Beatty. "Most fire captains have to be. Sometimes I surprise myself. Watch it, Stoneman!" Stoneman braked the truck. "Damn," said Beatty. "You've gone right by the corner where we turned for the firehouse."